What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5 weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio this morning is Ross from Every Daughter Matters. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be with you today.
It's good to have you with us. We were just chatting. There's a lot to talk about today. But for those listening that have never heard of Every Daughter Matters, can you just paint a picture on what it actually is and what you guys do?
Absolutely. So we started with Every Daughter Matters about 2 years ago, and it really came out of a need. We'd been working in Nepal for a number of years, and we had heard the stories, some horrific stories of women and girls being trafficked. In fact, there's 20,000 women and girls trafficked every year from Nepal into India and then to other parts of the world. And so we heard the stories.
Sorry, so that is just in one location?
One country.
One country.
That's correct, yeah.
20,000?
That's correct, yeah.
Goodness. Yeah.
And it blows you away just to, you know, understand. And we'd been working there to see the stories, see the women, see the girls, hear the stories of that. And that's what birthed Every Daughter Matters. We'd been looking for a suitable partner to work with, and we found the right partners. And so we realized that in Australia we needed an arm to bring awareness to human trafficking, but also to be a resource and get our partners really functioning well and resourced well to stop human trafficking, interrupt this evil and stop it.
So I imagine you would have, obviously, there's only so much you can do from Perth, obviously. Yep. You've obviously got teams of people on the ground. Yep. In Porno. I was reading on your website, 1,758-kilometre border between Nepal and India has been known as one of the busiest human trafficking gateways in the world. Mm-hmm. So when you think about all other countries where it happens, but this is the biggest in the whole world.
Yeah, that's because it's such a long, open border. So there's no real stops for Nepalese Indians coming and going across that border. And so traffickers, generally speaking, have a lot of options to come and go as they want, and under the radar, largely.
Mm. Do your team sort of, is it just a constant daily,
every daily
job?
Yep. So we set up border surveillance and interception booths along the border, and they're sometimes in bus parks or right next to a border crossing, where our counsellors, our workers in Nepal, they know what to look for. They'll get on buses and they'll question the girls and any red flags that come up. You know, they ask who you're travelling with, and somebody gets up and gets off the bus pretty quickly. That's a good indicator. Or there's other indicators where they know that there's something wrong here, so they go a bit deeper. We work in very closely with local police, local government, local business owners and things like that. And they've actually given a lot of authority and a lot of power to question and to, if necessary, retain or restrain people.
Mm. I mean, that's encouraging. I was going to ask you that. What does the support look like from the authorities in some of these countries? I mean, you're always going to get, I guess, potentially, no matter where it is, I guess you're going to get some, you know, corruption. But generally, it's so you work hand in hand with the local authorities.
Absolutely. In every location where we've got a border surveillance booth, we take a lot of time beforehand to build relationships with local government, local community leaders, local police. Of course, the police are on speed dial for all of our workers on the border there, on the front line, and they come pretty quickly, no question about it, and they're available. So we work in with them, and they welcome us there. They want us there. Mm. They really don't have the resources to deal with the numbers and the implications of the numbers of those people being trafficked if they could stop that.
Mm. So, yeah. Goodness. Ross, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. My guest in the studio this morning is Ross from Every Daughter Matters. Back after this. 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Ross from Every Daughter Matters is with me. Quite chilling, the numbers, to be honest, Ross. You know, you think in this day and age, 2022, 20,000 Girls are trafficked. That's just in one country.
One country.
I'd hate to think what the numbers look like globally. Yeah. But we won't sort of get bogged down in that today. Can you give us a bit of an update on what last month looked like as far as the activity and the difference that you are making or your team is making on the ground?
Sure. So every month we've got the 5 centres there, and we have about 12, 13 different staff who are working full-time in those locations. Mm. And so as girls come to them and they realise a girl is being trafficked, they'll take them to one of our emergency shelter safe homes there. And then immediately the education begins. Our workers are doing education extensively along the border and into the communities and with the people who are coming and going across the border. So it was more than 600, I think, people received education last month. Then the girls, as they get them into the emergency shelters, if they can reconcile them back to the family, that's what they do. So a good number of the girls were reconciled back to the family. However, if we find that family members may have been involved in the trafficking situation, of course they're vulnerable and we wouldn't reconcile them back there.
Oh, so that's an issue as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
The girls are vulnerable for trafficking for such a variety of reasons. Many don't know they're being trafficked. They're being deceived into thinking they're getting an education across the border or can going into a good job across the border, breaking that poverty cycle. And Nepal is a poor country, very poor country, so that's an issue. Also, they're deceived through love. In that part of the world, there's arranged marriages, and there may be, you know, a girl 18 is thinking, my parents are going to arrange a marriage with a guy I don't know and I don't like, whatever. And then a guy comes along, and he's gone into the Facebook network locally and found a girl and said, I like you, I love you, let's elope to India, we'll be happy together. And of course, for the girls there, they think, well, this is Bollywood dream stuff.
Yeah.
And let's elope over the border into India. And that's what they do. And they find, of course, then they're trafficked. So there's a variety of reasons they come into that. Education is a big part of that. If the girls are suitable, we run 2 safe homes, and if they fit the requirements of that, we educate about 80 girls every year. It's a 3-4 month program on human rights, on understanding their dignity, God-given dignity, of how God sees them, things like that. We also do skill training into sewing or different enterprises like that, teach them how to run a small business, set them up in a micro-enterprise project, maybe buying a sewing machine for the girls, and they can start their own sewing business or something like that. Breaks the poverty cycle, and we're able to bring vulnerable girls out of that who could potentially find their way back into a trafficking situation.
Amazing. So it's more than just the initial rescue. It goes a lot further than that. What sort of age would be, is there a kind of average age, Ross, where a lot of these people would target?
The average ages would be 15 to 35, but our youngest has been 5-year-old.
Five?
5 years old. In fact, 2 months ago I was in Nepal and we visited, as we do every 6 months, all of our works there. And we got to one location and they had just pulled up 4 adults who were trafficking 12 children across the border. And the ages were between 5 and 12 years old.
Goodness me, I seriously cannot believe that.
It was right in front of us. I've got it on video and we just couldn't believe what we're seeing.
What on earth would a 5-year-old know? Like that's, you know, how it
Those children were being trafficked into child labour situations, organ trafficking situations, or potentially other sex industry things.
It goes right up to 35.
Yep.
So, wow, that's incredible. Ross, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You're on 98.5. Good morning. Ross is with me in the studio from Every Daughter Matters. Ross, you mentioned, we were just chatting off air, you know, there is some good news in amongst what you guys do and what your team does over there in Nepal. Can you just share a little bit about what you were sharing off air with that sure. good news regarding that young girl?
Yeah, beautiful young girl. We, through our partners, we'd learned of this girl who'd been in some of the jungle areas in the lower part of Nepal, and she'd been alcoholic father. I think her mother had passed away. So from probably 5, 6 years old until she was 8 years old when we picked up on it, she was going village to village, house to house, trying to find food and just trying to find somewhere to sleep at night and things like that. And we recognized, and our team had recognized, she was very vulnerable, incredibly vulnerable to being trafficked. And so just a few months ago, we were able to go and see the girl's father. He said he really didn't care what happened to her. And so we were able to place her into one of our children's homes or children's facilities there. And I know the facility. We've known the friends, the people there who've been running that for many years. She's being loved. She's being cared for. She's in a safe place. And the transformation, Mike, seeing the pictures of this girl who was pretty wild in the jungles, literally, and coming out of that to being in a place of security where she is loved and cared for. It's incredible to watch that. I feel we're very much on the good end of the whole human trafficking part because we're intercepting before the damage is done.
Yeah.
Horrific things happen to those girls as they're trafficked across the border into slavery or prostitution, but we get to stop that. We get to do something about that before that damage is done and interrupt evil and stop.
Are we ever going to get to a point, Ross, where this is just not happening? I mean, it's just, in this day and age, it's almost frustrating to know that it still goes on.
Yeah.
You know?
Human nature, I mean, man, what can you say? Our dream is to interrupt and ultimately eradicate human trafficking from Nepal.
Mm.
So we're working hard with other organizations, with government departments, with many, many different wonderful, wonderful people.
Mm.
But we need people to stand up and say enough's enough.
Yeah.
I'll put my resources to saying no more.
Yeah.
Let's stop this in our age.
Yeah.
It's a real indictment against humanity itself to think that a person could be sold as if they were a commodity.
Yeah.
And not just sold once, but sold if they're in prostitution to again and again and again. It's horrific.
It is. It's heartbreaking. For those listening, they've got, daughters, or I'm sure you're sitting here thinking this cannot be happening in 2022. Ross, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. You are on at 98.5. On 98.5 weekdays with Mike, Ross is with me from Every Daughter Matters. Ross, we're out of time today, but really appreciate you coming in. It's been an education, that's for sure. If people want to get involved and want to know more or feel like they want to do something, what can people actually do?
You know, we need people. We need an army of people to stand with us, Mike. So I welcome partnership in this. Of course, we're on our website, on Every Daughter Matters, on Facebook and Instagram, Rescuing Nepal's Daughters, and people can go onto that. On the 11th of June, we've got a dinner at Thornley Church of Christ, and we love to see people come onto that. You can book into it via Facebook or Instagram or contact the guys at Thornley. And, that'll be a great night. Very informative. I've got some challenging and yet encouraging videos to show there of some of the things that have been done to rescue girls. And, looking forward to that. We'd love to see that packed out for the night.
So good, Ross. And I think that event might be on our diary page. So if you head online to 98five.com and you can follow the links there through the diary and check that out for Saturday week, that is.
That's correct.
On a Saturday night. Well, Ross, it's been great chatting. Really appreciate your time today. I know you're heading back to Port Macquarie, back on the East Coast in another week and a bit time, or a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
Just want to say good on you. Well done for the work you've been doing over the last few years. And also thank you to your team on the ground. You know, the numbers, you know, can be quite chilling.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, the good thing is you guys just keep chipping away. and keep rescuing and protecting many young girls, which is so important.
Yeah, thank you. It's a joy to be able to come and share what we do and hopefully get more people on board. Like I said, we need an army.
Indeed.
But I appreciate your time, Mike. Thank you.
Good on you. My guest in the studio this morning has been Ross from Every Daughter Matters. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.